Blog Talk Radio.
For God, we're doing what we need to do for God's people over and over and over again. This is not a one-shot deal. No, not by far. Not by far. Hey, we can't just do it and keep it moving. No. What would happen if that was us? Somebody just dropped a little gem and everybody just kept walking. Nobody, you know, God didn't send anybody back to church. So, let's make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. So, let me know. Let me know if you're hearing me. Let me know if you're listening. Let me know if you're checking us out on Facebook or Insta or Instagram. Facebook or YouTube. You can always log to us. You can also go to, you know, if you don't have internet access, that's fine. It's always for audio only. So if you want to call and listen, or if you want to give me a chip, 516-387-1358. Okay. So who we got? Oh, we got to check in for my boy, Sean Keith. And giving God thanks for our engineer. Before we go any further, I want to make sure to say thank you to our engineers for calling out. A nice shout out for Anika, who's holding us down. StreamYard, so that's how we get our Facebook Live and our YouTube Live, and we are Blog Talk Live because Sean Keith is behind the ones and twos, so we want to make sure that, you know, we give them a shout out because we work for them. It wouldn't even matter. We would not be doing a thing. Oh, we got our shout out from our girl Renee, our friend Renee. Hey, Renee. Oh, thank you so much for joining us and hanging out with us tonight. And we're giving God thanks that we're all together. Okay? So let's do a rundown of all of our prayer groups. So just in case you need to know, you want to go back to listen to some of the things that we prayed about. They're on all of our prayer groups. Okay, that's fine. That's what we need to keep with you. Okay? All right, we started our very first prayer. Impactful prayer for him. That's any man, your father, your grandfather, your uncle, your husband, your brother, your nephew, your pastor, whoever. That was our very first week. We then prayed for our father and dad. We then prayed for our children. Following the Puerto Rico was open, God allowed us to pray about anything that was on our minds and in our hearts. We then prayed for mom, then husband. After that, we prayed for siblings. Then we prayed for the mentally ill and depression. We then prayed for self-care and treatment. And our tender, we prayed for family, then for sick. Then we prayed for our service workers, anybody, an essential worker. Our service with anybody who serves in any way. That hairdresser, yes. Who hooks us up all the time, yes. We're praying for them as well, okay? Week 13, toxic habits, people, places, and behavior. We then pray for someone who doesn't know Jesus. Then we pray for fire victims, for following week, crime victims. We then pray for friends. Then a week of Thanksgiving, nothing but thanksgiving to the Lord. We then pray for kindness and discipline. Our 21st week was a week of temptation. Then we pray for strength and then rest. Then emotional health and pain. Week 25 was trust. Then compassion. Then resentment. Then week 28, our schools, teachers, students, and parents. All right? We then prayed week 29 for honesty. Then thoughtfulness, then someone who doesn't know Jesus and a deeper relationship with the Lord. All right. Week 32, those who choose to live the hard way. Wow. Wow. Then we pray for selfishness. Then we pray for love. We then, in our 36th, we pray for healing. Then the following week was consistency. We then prayed for our decision-making. Oh, was that powerful. And this week, we're praying for our relationships. Now, that's any relationship at all. At all. If you've got an issue with your relationship, if you want the Lord to address your issues with relationship, if you want to know how to choose better friends, if you want to know how to choose better partners, if you want to know about, you know, how to deal with your boss, your family, any relationship, some friendship that's going on that's just not going right, we want to make sure we're including that. So make sure you give me a hit, 347-285-7777. Again, if you want to send in your prayer request, please do so, 347-285-7777. I'll repeat that number, you know, a few more times before we actually start to pray. If you're on Facebook or YouTube Live, it's actually running across your screen. So you can always, you know, pick the number up from there. But I want to remind you that, you know, please, please make sure you tell a friend. We can always think of someone who's in distress, always someone who needs prayer. You know, do you have a friend who's having a hard time with her husband? Do you have a friend who's having a hard time with his wife? Is your mother having a hard time with your father? Are your children, especially adult children, having a hard time with their siblings? I need you to give them this Facebook Live, Coach for Christian Life, or YouTube Live, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show, or Blog Talk Radio, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show, or if you're dealing with someone who does not have access to internet, it's all right, 516-387-1358. Okay? So it's always a way to reach out to Pastor Seth. Please let me also to remind you, if you're on, send me a shout out. Let me know you're out there. I want to know you're there. Okay? So we're talking about our relationships tonight. And we're talking about how we even get these relationships started. You know, sometimes it happens, you know, friendships take a nice journey. You know, it might be somebody who, you know, you went to school with and you just, you know, you clicked back then, or maybe you didn't even click back then, but somewhere along the line as you got to be adults, you know, you clicked and now you've been boo-hoos ever since. I don't know what you're calling them. Shanti, you give me a hit. Let me know what the street title is. You know, boom, boom, buddies, and it may not be the popular thing to say anymore. It's okay. Just let me know. Just let me know. Maybe it's a coworker. A coworker, someone who has just spent time doing the job. You know, you two are just plugging away each and every day. You know, that's how you got your friendship. You know, I remember Renee is on here. You know, my our girlfriend Renee, and she met some of her friends or a friend on the line for a concert. Yeah, I remember that story very clearly. And they have been the best of friends. And, you know, it's amazing how God will, you know, allow these things to come into play. She and I have a very good, interesting startup. You know, she auditioned for one of my plays, and we've been as big as thieves ever since. You know, my girl, Anika, behind the Facebook and YouTube Live, you know, another very interesting journey. You know, she was brought to me by Renee, you know, to work one of my events. And we've been going into extremely great friends. So, you know, you want to pray for those type of relationships. You don't want to, you know, just end up with people and they're toxic. You know, all the people that I've mentioned, you know, who are friends of mine, they're not toxic. As a matter of fact, they've helped me grow to be a better friend. They've supported me during some of my lowest moments, some of the times when I really needed somebody to be there. They were there. That's the type of person that you want God to send you. That's the type of person that you want to link up with. And that's why we're talking about relationships. our relationships tonight, because listen, there are so many toxic friendships. We ain't got to the romance yet. We ain't got to the intimacy, a male or female, you know, some of the opposite sex. We ain't even got to. We're talking about this toxic friendship. Toxic friendships. Friendships where everybody's out for themselves. Nobody's really here for what they can do more than for what they can, you know, receive. Or not, they're here more for what they can receive more than for what they can give. And that's a toxic relationship, because relationship, it's about giving. It's not about, you know, just what we can get. And you know me, I always got the word of God, you know, hanging in the balance. So let's look at 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have acted foolishly in this indeed. From now on, you will surely have wars. And that's because you're not doing what you're supposed to do in the relationship. Okay? It says, you have acted foolishly in this. You haven't done what you're supposed to do. You know, when we have friendships, there's a job to be done. Yes. It's not about let's go hang out, let's go chill, let's go party, let's go to the club. No. Those are just the byproducts. Those are like the little things that can be done when the friendship is going on. But that's not the nucleus of the friendship. Where's the support? Where's the love? Where's the concern? And it doesn't mean that you have to be in someone's face all the time to be a good friend. No, it doesn't mean that. So, you know, we have to support them. And that's what this verse is talking about. Be there. My friends are my right arms. If I need, I can go to them in a minute. And I only got a few, but those that I have, I can go to in a minute, okay? Be understanding. Here we have Psalm 119, verse 130. The unfolding of your words gives light. Ooh, it imparts understanding to the simple. So that means no matter where your friendship is, where how smart or how intelligent, because we always got, you know, somebody who's a little slower. It might be you. You know, somebody's a little slower, you don't keep up, and, you know. But the words that God gives you, who's with me? The words that God gives you, anybody can understand. It says it imparts understanding to the simple, meaning that people who don't think as grand or as large, or, you know, who's on a different level, we don't shun people like that. What we do is we meet them where they are, and God gives us that kind of relationship. We're talking about a relationship with your family. Sometimes your family ain't where you are. It's okay. You've got to maintain that relationship. You've got to maintain that relationship of understanding. You know, when we talk about relationships with family, you know, it's a shame that sometimes your friends can be more family than your biological family. But you know what? That's okay, too. God did not make a mistake when he dropped you in to Israel, when you were born into his family. He did not forget, he wasn't unmindful, you know, of what you needed. So, you know, when you are dealing with friends, family, one of the things that God had to teach me very recently here, you know, when you're in a family dynamic, a family relationship, it's a relationship that's bonded in a different way. And God had to remind me that, you know, family, you, Stephanie, is the only connection to this group of people, this family. So sometimes when we don't want to be bothered with family, we're, you know, our connection to our cousins, our brothers, sisters, our aunts, that's what keeps that family dynamic together. Because there are enough of you that bring family together. And when you allow family to separate you from them because they get on your nerves, because they, you know, they don't know how to act, you know, they're not respectful, they, you know, you can't find them, you know, when you need them, they can only find you when they need you. Listen, I understand. But God is reminding me, I need you to help with the family dynamic. I need you to be supportive. I need you to be understanding. And you're like, well, why? Why? Why am I always the only one? Well, sometimes because you're the only one walking that walk is the reason why you're the only one doing what you do. Ooh, who's out there like that? It's like, I always seem to be the only one who's doing anything right. Well, look at how blessed you are that God has decided to use you, little old you, to make it happen. So if you're struggling with that family relationship, if you're struggling with that friendship, 347-285-7777. Have these people been trying to apologize and get on your good side and, you know, make it right, yet your heart is so hardened that it just don't even matter? It doesn't matter anymore? Then guess what? You need God to just step in. You know, the announcement asks, you know, do you allow God to be in your relationship, to lead that relationship? Well, there's a difference when God is not a part of the relationship and when God is the head of the relationship. Because, see, let me help you with something. God is always going to teach you how to be who you need to be in that relationship. And listen, don't think that that does not sometimes mean there has to be a small separation. Yes. Because, see, you can't stand to be destroyed because someone else can't get it together. No. And every time you meet them, they end up, you know, taking you down with them. No. God is unmindful of that. He knows. He knows. Those friends who just can't seem to get it right, he knows. And if he's been working on you and working on you and working on you, you're supposed to be ahead of that thing. They're supposed to be watching you. So if you start acting like them, then how do you look any different? How do you look God when you're responding and acting like them? Let's see what else God has to say in the world about these relationships. We're talking about looking for God in our relationship. Let's look at Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. And most times that's used for marriages. But not just marriages, relationships in general, our relationships in general. You just got finished hearing that three strands are not easily broken. That third strand is God. First strand is you, second strand is the other individual, the third strand is God. You make God the third strand. Ooh. You interject God into that relationship. Because sometimes people ain't trying to hear you.
and they surely are trying to get God. However, you don't have to give God quoting verses. Nope. All you have to do is just God. All you have to do is say the things that the Bible says in the same way without quoting the scriptures. Because guess what? If your life is hidden in Christ, that's going to happen automatically. That's going to happen automatically. So we need to make sure that God is the head of all of your relationships. I don't care what the relationship is. Every single friendship, the relationship between you and your parents, the relationship between you and your siblings, the relationship between you and your cousins or whoever else is in your family, the relationship between you and your coworkers, the relationship between you and your boss, whatever relationship you have to make sure that God is the head of that relationship. And how do we make sure that God is the head of that relationship? Because God is the head of our life. So we don't do anything that God would not require us to do. We'll be able to meet the needs of these people. That's how we're going to make sure that God is at the head of the relationship. So let's come on, let's get that going. If this is challenging to you, if this is the first time it's been presented to you in this manner, 347-285-7777. I got my phone here waiting for you to send over that prayer request. Okay? So make sure that, you know, when you don't even consider these things, and you wake up one day, and then all of a sudden this matters to you, there's God tapping on your door. Oh, no, we just not that great and grand. I'm sorry. We're not. We're not that great and grand where we're going to be able to say or do something on our own, especially if it has something to do with the Lord. No. All right? So we're going to start meeting those prayer requests soon, and I want to make sure that you have your prayer request in so we can, you know, give it to God and let God do what he does and only he can do. All right? Here's another one. Pursue God with one another. And you know what that also means? That means be with like-minded people. Because if a person is truly sinful, you can't pursue God with them. However, do you know you can make a change in that person's life? Yes. Okay. Matthew 6:33. I love it. My favorite verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay. Make sure you're always pursuing God in everything that you do and in every relationship. Make sure you're pursuing God, because that's what's going to make the difference in the relationship. And sometimes, you know, you both start off that journey, you know, it could be cousins, or it could be friends, or it could be your intimate partner, it could be your husband or wife, that's what I'm talking about, okay? It could be your partner. And when you start off the journey, you're not seeking God, because you don't know about God. God wasn't a concern. You were growing up with your cousin all along, and ain't nobody thought about God. And then all of a sudden, God starts knocking on someone's door, and then that person pays attention. Remember. God is knocking on your door so that now you can pursue God with that individual. Okay? We got to. All righty. We're going to call that one a big time. Okay? So we're going to definitely, you know, do what we need to do each time. And you need to excuse me 1 minute. I'm so sorry.
You make something better. Will you create something?
you about. I'm sorry, this distraction. And thank you for being so patient and kind and loving. See, do you have God before in this relationship or anything? So see what God can do. God can give you that understanding spirit. But we're talking about just making sure that you're walking together in the Lord. You know, I have friends, like I said, who we were never, when we first started out, we weren't really thinking about God. We knew about God, we were told about God, but we never thought about God. Not on that level. And now, do you know each and every one of us who was in that group, we are all now pursuing God together. Amen. 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 God grabbed us all at each different areas of our life. But it enhances our relationship now. Now we have something to really talk about. So that's what God needs you to do. You may need to be the front runner in that. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. Go ahead. Be bold. Because again, if that's your friend, they're not going to smash you. They'll just say, you know what, that's not me right now. But you make sure you pray with them. Make sure you take time to support them. Make sure you take time to encourage them. Make sure you take time to pray about their situation. And watch how things just turn around. Okay? All right, we're going to start again in a few minutes. We're going to be praying for those relationships that I need. Any relationships you have. But before we even begin, I want to touch on this intimate relationship, these people that you're dating, these people that you're married to. These relationships are really, really, really vital for your walk with God. You know, you don't want to be coupled up with a person who's going in such a drastic direction away from God. You don't want that. You want that person who, if they're not walking with God right now because you just happen to get there before them, then you want someone who's going to support you. Yes, they can support you in many, many ways. As long as they don't work against you. You know, because there's no guarantee everybody's going to receive God at the same time. Okay? So we got to make sure we do whatever it is that we need to do to make sure that we're giving God everything in our life. And you're going to have to make sure you stand your ground. Don't be cold. Don't be moved. Don't be scared. Don't be worried about, you know, who's not going with you. No. No. And that's what we're seeing more and more and more. And the question is asked, is that person pulling you away from God, or are you pulling that person towards God? What's the influence level here? Is it working against you to be with this person, or is it working for you to be with this person? That's something that you're going to have to make a decision sooner than later, because it explains it to you, it's going to start working against you. The closer you get to God, the more the enemy is going to stir up problems. That's the way he works. Because he's going to continue to believe, the enemy's going to continue to believe that all he has to do is pull a little harder. And he's got you. You don't want that. But if that's going on, let's take this moment. Let's take this time to give it to the Lord. 347-285-7777. We're going to take that prayer petition to the Lord tonight. Are your children pulling on you and weighing you down? Come on, give that prayer request to the Lord. Don't do this by yourself. Let me tell you something. I haven't even begun to read these prayer requests, but I promise you they're going to be very stimulating. Very stimulating. Because they don't play with anyone, God. They're very targeted individuals, and we're going to give God thanks that maybe they can now pull something out of you. Maybe they can pick something, and now, all of a sudden, it starts making you think. Because that's why we're here together, holding hands
and holding hearts. We're loving one another. We're here together as one, jointly together, to send enemies to fight. Okay? All right, I'm getting ready to read this, these prayer requests, and we give God thanks for everything that he has already done. Oh, so we can't seem to forget that God has already been working. Let me tell you how I know. You wouldn't be here with me praying tonight if he wasn't already working. See, because it was him who led you here. So make sure you pick up this phone, because I'm going to get ready to read these prayer requests. And I want you to pick up the phone and call somebody and let them know, listen, yo, they're praying about our relationships tonight. I advise you to get on and join the prayer. Because God is not playing. He's using prayer to change a whole lot of stuff. But listen, you got to be in it. You got to be there. You got to be participating. Because if not, you're going to lose out. You're going to miss out. So, yes, we are all prayer partners. There's no shame to our game here. Okay? All right. Ooh, B. Oh. Okay, if this is prayers and prayers. All right? So I'm expecting for this list to get long. 347-285-7777 as we begin to read these prayer requests. And boy, by the length of these prayer requests, I know some hearts are being changed. I know some hearts that are being moved tonight. Let's go. Praying that God can bless me in my relationships. Asking God if he could help me to deal with my relationships in the right way. Thanking God for all the relationships and asking him to allow me to know which relationship I should be in and the ones that I shouldn't. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that prayer request. I'm praying for myself, praying for the godly confidence, the godly confidence I need to move on his behalf in all of my relationships, praying that God grants me the wisdom to know when I'm doing his will in my relationships and when I'm in his way. Amen. Praying that I remember to look at what I can do or stop doing rather than pointing the finger and looking across the table. Amen. Praying that God gives me the words to speak when praying for the people in my life and when speaking to others. Amen. Amen. Praying for my church family. Praying that we not waste the knowledge God is giving us and that we can connect it and apply it in order to improve the relationships we have. Praying that we make our relationship with God a priority so that he helps us improve our relationship with others. Amen. Amen. Now, come on. You ain't going to tell me that there ain't some thoughts stimulated out here. You're not going to tell me there's not some thoughts stimulated out here trying to make you push forward to put something before God. There's something that you need to be bringing before God tonight regarding your relationships. We have a request that we're praying for sibling relationships. Amen. And let me tell you something that I've realized about sibling relationships. Sibling relationships start from very early. You're not going to wake up when you're 23 and now you just automatically have a problem with your sibling. Male or female, rich or poor, regardless of your race, that stuff that's been simmering and has not been resolved from childhood, and as you've gotten older, it has become a big mess. Remember, big messes were once little messes. So listen, we're going to pray for those sibling relationships, because now that some of us have lost parents, we are all we got. We are all we have. And instead of us growing separate and apart, we need to be growing together. All right. I like to ask God for to it. Would like to ask God to improve my relationship with him so that I can get a better understanding of his will and his word, and I am allowed to get close and closer to him until I feel him and that I want to always feel his presence like a best friend. Amen. I want to understand everything about him, what he likes and doesn't like, just like being on a date, trying to get to know everything about that person. Amen. And that's the problem that I'm having. We're out here pursuing people more than we are trying to get to know who God is. I love that. I want to treat this like I'm getting to know a person that I'm trying to date and possibly marry. Amen. I like to ask God to build up my relationship with my wife, that each and every day God has blessed us with is a growth to where we can be or seen as a godly couple, and no one can do anything to stop our relationship because we have our Lord in this journey of ours. Amen. That's that three chords. That three chords can't easily be broken. Make sure you factor in that third chord if you haven't already done so, okay? I like to ask God for better relationships with my immediate and church family and even the new ones, asking God to show me how to have a good friend and how to be a good friend to my family and church so that I can stay away from being evil and I could be that good son, brother, nephew, uncle, cousin, and congregate. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the prayer request. Praying for my relationship with my siblings, asking God to improve all of them so I may expose them to who God is and what he has done in my life. Praying for peace and honesty in all my relationships. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for a better and closer relationship with God. Praying I give God all what he has given me and more. Amen. Praying that I can do better when it comes to my relationship with my family and church family. Praying that I be the best I can be to those around me. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying for my relationship with God, asking that he continues to show me if I'm allowing anything or anyone to interfere with my relationship with him. Amen. Praying that my relationship with God and Jesus stays relevant and on the top of my priority list no matter what's happening in my life. Amen. Amen. Thanking Jesus for never allowing my intentional ignorance towards him to interfere with how he has always felt about his relationship with me. Thanking God for never stopping and showing me how he has always had a great relationship even when I didn't want him. Amen. Amen. And thank you for that prayer. Listen, we're talking about our relationship tonight. And if you've got something that you want to bring before the Lord, please, if something that I've just read, if one of these prayer requests made you think about something that you want to take to the Lord, 347-285-7777. Please hit me up before I actually start the prayer. And this can be included and lifted before the Lord, okay? Pray first to thank God for the desire to continue to build a closer relationship with him. Thanking him for the godly relationship that I never knew I needed, which he provided, that has helped me to grow and achieve things I didn't think was possible with my church family and extended church family. Also thanking God for allowing those relationships, which were a detriment, to dissolve as he moved those out the way who would be a hindrance with my walk with him. Amen. May God also be the one to create new relationships, bring me in contact with those who I can be a blessing to. Amen. Amen. Ask God for guidance in my current relationship that I bring through each and every one and being honest and true in all my dealings and using the godly wisdom he has granted to deal with my parents, aunts, uncles, friends, and especially cousins when things are not right and also during good times. Amen. 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 Thank you for that request. Praying for my relationship with Darrell, asking God to help me knock down all pride and old and new anger and pain that exists between us.
praying that we can resolve all unresolved issues God's way so that we can serve each other the way he has intended us to. Amen. Amen. Praying that I learn to stay consistent and true to the God in me so that I can show everyone God sends me to what it means to have a healthy relationship. Amen. Amen. Praying for my relationship with my niece, Mariah, asking God to continue to show me how to be the aunt he needs me to be for her, praying that I can continue to instill God's morals and standards in our relationship genuinely so that I can be a positive example to her. Amen. Amen. Asking God to continue to work on the relationship I have with all the kids he is allowing me to minister to, praying that Jesus can be seen, heard, and felt through me. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that request. Praying for all the children of the church, praying that they deepen their relationship with God and put him first in all that they do. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for the enhancement he has made in my relationship with my sisters. Thanking him for the reconciliation he has made sure took place between my two sisters. Asking Jesus to continue to push through my sister and me so we can show our other sister who is responsible for all of the healing between us. Praying that our sisterhood continues to get better. Amen. Amen. There's that sister prayer again. Those sibling prayers again, okay? Praying for the relationships my sisters have with others. Praying that they can be trendsetters in those relationships. Asking that God dismembers any relationship they are in that he may not approve of. I thank God for the safety he has blessed them with mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually in any relationship they have ever been in. Amen. Amen. Praying for the relationship with my father, asking God to introduce the feelings I need to have for him, praying that he forgives me for every spring decision and move that I've made in this relationship. Amen. Amen. We talk about father and child, mother and child, important relationships that we need, especially if we're the ones pursuing God. Especially if we're the ones who are claiming God. I keep saying, if you're going to church on a regular basis and that person is not sitting next to you in service and they're not going anywhere else to church, then it's on you. It's on you because you may be the only person that is displaying who God truly is. Okay? So come on, make sure you do your job. Wow. Praying for my relationship with me. Praying that I continue to see myself the way God sees me so that I'm not mistreating myself and falling back into a sinful lifestyle. Thanking Jesus for never giving up on teaching me the importance of having a healthy relationship with myself through him. Amen. Amen. I like that. Thank you for that prayer. Praying for my cousin Rihanna. And asking God for help, for him to keep his hands on her, thanking God as he is the one that allowed us to grow closer than when we were growing up as we became sisters in Christ. May she remember the relationships he provided her that allowed her to strengthen her relationships with her people. May he convict her heart to turn her feet back to him so that we can rebuild our relationship on a better foundation. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that relationship, for that prayer. Praying, thanking God for the relationship I have with my church family. Thanking Jesus for being in the center of our one-on-one relationships, as well as our relationship as a whole. Thanking God for the binding and bonding that's taking place that he spoke life into years ago. Thanking God for moving those who were interfering with our relationship. Amen. Praying for those members that left the church who we once had strong relationships with, asking God to mend every heart and heal every situation that at one point brought a lot of internal turmoil. Amen, amen. Praying for my relationship with my mother, praying that we
continue to allow God to show us how to treat each other so we can continue to have our exceptional mother-daughter relationship. Amen. 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 Pray for my relationship with anyone God is sending me to minister to, praying that I'm allowing God and Jesus to be my words, attitude, body language, tone of my voice, etc. Praying that those relationships go the way He needs them to go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we are about to enter into prayer, if there's something that touches you as we're praying, please be sure to send us that prayer request. We'll always read it afterwards. 347-285-7777. Let's go before the Lord. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, oh, creator of mankind, the designer of all relationships, we thank you here tonight, God, just because you've been so good to us that we have all arrived to sit at your table to hold hands and hold hearts. Thank you, God, for the common understanding that we need a Savior. Thank you, God, for giving us good health and an understanding as to who you are. And if you take these relationship issues to you, that there is nothing you won't do. There's nothing that you can't do. There's no situation too great or too small, God. As relationships govern this world, relationships will build your kingdom, God. Relationships will tear this earth apart, dear Heavenly Father. So it's your people who are coming to you tonight, dear Heavenly Father, asking you, touching and agreeing on who we need you to make us into, how you need to now break us down and carve us into new people. Let us be the clay in your hands as we position ourselves to be molded according to you, dear Heavenly Father. We trust in you, God, in a new way today. We've been taking these relationships for granted, God. We haven't included you. We haven't asked you into it. We haven't even considered the power that you bring that can change any dysfunctional situation, God. We're thanking you, Father. We're thanking you tonight for all that you introduced tonight, that we read your scripture, God. Some scriptures we may not have ever heard before, but they shaped our thought process tonight. They changed our thought process tonight. It reconditioned our hearts tonight, God. It shifted our spirit to Heavenly Father. Everything we needed to do, God, we know that you can do it. The relationships, God, are so crucial. Your concern for relationships was shown even in the creation of Adam and Eve. You did not take two separate things to make your two people. But you molded Adam from the clay, and then you took from his rib. You connected us from the very beginning. There was a connection, God. So we understand that regardless of what the relationship is, if it's family, if it's friends, if it's a spouse, our children, that you made the connection years ago. That your heart was grieved with the first murder. Your word says that the earth screamed out. And that's what's happening now. We are really killing the spirit of our brothers and sisters. Whether they're biological brothers and sisters, whether they're spiritual brothers and sisters, or they're just brothers and sisters of mankind. I know the tears you must shed watching what we do
to one another. What we don't do for one another. How is every man for himself for some people, God? But Lord, you're turning your people around. You're making them concerned. You're causing them to think. You're causing them to act. You're forcing them to face situations and to understand that when we read your word, when we hear your voice, when you send the message to someone else, that Jesus saves from everything. Jesus can save that toxic relationship. And if it means severing, then that's saved right there. If it means to turn everybody's thought and urge and feelings around, dear God, so that we become stronger and to leave all the negativity behind us, then that's saving as well. We thank you, God, because I always give you the credit that no one can be a better orchestrator than you. The blueprint can only come from you. There's no better strategist than you. And God, as we are sitting here today, maybe silent, maybe just people that are just sitting in the background listening, maybe people who will hear this tomorrow, next week, next month, that it would still be a game changer. That you're understanding what their heart is feeling. And maybe they just can't articulate it into words. Maybe they feel sometimes shame at what they're feeling or what they're thinking or what they're doing. But God, we're so glad that the reason why you have designed prayer for this particular prayer was so that we could understand it without. So that you could help us understand, God, that we're just as bad as the next person. That we all sin and fallen short of your glory. That all of us need a wake-up call. That all of us will get another chance if you so allow it. We are no exception to the rule, God. So we're asking that for anyone who did not send in prayer request, God, that you understand and you take what's from their heart. And even if they just cried out and said, Jesus, help me, that you would take that request, mold it and shoot it into a continued desire that they know you. And that they're not going to just call me one time and then turn around and say, oh, well. That's who we are, consistent God. And you look for us to be just as consistent. That you need us for one another. That we help one another. That's what we're designed to do. That we're supposed to share and encourage one another and support one another. And God, just this prayer project does that in and of itself. Your people are crying out. And as they are crying out publicly, there are others who are saying, I need that same Jesus who they're talking to. I want the same help that they're asking. I need to look to the God they're calling me. Because I don't know that God yet. And I want him to change my life the way he's. They're asking him to change them. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the love that you continually give us, God. And we're asking you, dear Heavenly Father, to forgive us. When we were nasty and mean, and we prevented the relationship from growing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. We appreciate you, God. For those who have been continually doing so and just haven't realized that they were evil and nasty, we ask God to just change their heart, make them aware. If they knew exactly what they were doing, God, difficult for one another. Other people, we ask you, God, to touch their lives. That they give themselves to you, God. And that everybody that's looking this talk, we just look around and again have that desire for that change in your Holy Spirit to move and take away everything that's nasty, everything that's evil. God, some people, they just complain and they fuss and they don't even have a good reason. But because it's so comfortable to them, because they don't care about anyone but themselves, they continue to do it. So we're asking God to even touch on those individuals. Anybody who's listening who might be one of those people, we ask you to touch on their lives. You know, so why I gotta, you know, reveal what I need to, you know, to have changed. Because your word says that we must confess our sin. So we're asking God to give them courage. We're asking God to give them understanding. To continue to be kind to them, God. That they didn't even see it coming tonight. That they thought it was all about them and they were right. But then your word knocked on their door. Oh, that your word just began to permeate. That they were listening and they hadn't even expected to listen. And they were listening, and although they hadn't expected to listen, but they were here, so they were just going to sit in. But now your word began to break down that wall that's standing between them and righteousness, God. We're lifting them before you, dear Heavenly Father, that you would be the change agent that they need, God. We're lifting before you, God, all of us who are doing this, God, and feeling this way and have never heard it before this way. We're asking you, God, to forgive them. So, Lord, for those of us who have been unforgiving and we're not trying to hear them talk with them, and we're not trying to hear their excuses, and we don't want to hear the explanation, and we're done, and we're fed up, and we're ready to just leave it all. We ask you, God, to just touch every heart, every mind, every spirit, that we remember how many times we've taken our garbage, how many times we put Jesus back upon that cross, crucifying him all over again. How we're not looking at us, but we're always, as one of the prayer requests said, looking across the table, pointing out who's doing what. Who shot God? Who ain't as good as? Who's doing this better? And we are filthy rags, our spirits. We thank you. We thank you for the community. We can't thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. We give you glory and honor tonight, God. We're going to put this all in your bucket. I don't care what side of the situation are. We're the ones who are causing the problems in the relationship, or we're the ones who are receiving the problems in the relationship. For those of us who have stood back and did nothing, and we've helped this situation just grow bigger and bigger, we ask you to deal with them differently, Father. For those of us who know how to respond when the relationships are just not right, allow it to take advantage and walk all over us, God. We give that situation to you. So you make everybody aware. We ask you, God, to continue to hold this prayer as we disconnect. But this would just be the beginning of the prayer for someone. For those who listen to it after the drop, they would feel it to them as though it was happening right then. That everybody is to go and make a change in their life. Regardless of whether you feel like you're a victim or whether you feel like you're a perpetrator, that God can work everybody. Thank you, Father. thank you for always taking care of us. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I so love to pray with my prayer partners. I so love to pray with my friends and family because it just gives me strength. It gives me strength. It gives me strength to go on into the next day. It gives me strength to hold on, God, just hold on to it just a little bit more, because I understand that as I'm saying those words, that as I'm praying, that I'm, the confidence is being built. That the confidence is being given out. That strength is being given to all my prayer partners out there. Even if they sat back and they were quiet because they didn't know what to say, and they just said, I'll listen. Well, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by God. So my prayer partners, I want to remind you to meet us here on Sunday night. If you, you know, if you want to be a part of our list, our guest list, however you would say it, let us know. You can send me a message to me on Coach for Christian Life when it comes to the Facebook side, Coach for CoachFor Christian Life. For those of you who are coming to us via YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button and press that notification bell. And every time we go live, you will get that announcement. You will get that reminder. So make sure you smash the button. For those of us who are with us on Blog Talk Radio, if you don't join us, start joining us tomorrow morning, God spares, for it's due time for Pastor Steph. And then I just looked and saw how popular we actually are. God is amazing. I'm going to make that announcement sometime this week. But again, due time with Pastor Steph. We're on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you can't catch it because you are not able to be on, it's okay. Because 5 minutes after we finish, we are on Spotify, we are on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Amazon Podcasts, we're on Google, we're on Audible.com, or we're in quite a few places. And as just type in your search engine, it's due time with Pastor Steph. We are on for the Android listeners. We're on for the Apple listeners. If you want to be a part of the experience, and trust me when I tell you, it's an experience. You walk away with so much each and every day. And it's, again, if you miss us, just type in this due time with Pastor Steph and listen. Let God know that you need him and you're looking for some answers. He will send you to where you need to go. I thank you so much for joining me tonight. Next week, Sunday, I will be away. Our engineers will be doing the cancer walk. So we won't have any engineers. I'll personally be at a very special event. Shout out to Bronx Church of God 7 Day in the Bronx, New York, for their 60th church anniversary. Amen. How many lives have they touched in 60 years? Young and old, good and bad, right and wrong, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and anywhere else they've blessed. Shout out to them. I will be celebrating God spares their 60th anniversary with them, so I will not be available for our prayer, but I will be there raising the roof with them and giving God glory for all that he has allowed that ministry to do. Like I said, again, our engineers, Shantice and Anika, will be at Bronx Cancer, the Breast Cancer Walk, as we work at the American Cancer Society You know, so we're doing wondrous things even when we're not with you. So we won't be here next week, God says, but the following week, I look forward to sharing the time with you. Until we meet again, God's darling, I love you.